The invitation of today's gospel reading is for each and every one of us to name our fear, to acknowledge our fear. It might be the fear of health, that our health is not so great, and we're fearful of ultimately what will come. It might be the fear of relationships, relationships that are not based on solid ground. It might be the fear of the unknown future, whether or not there will be success or failure in our future. But each and every one of us has certain fears. And we have to realize that sometimes fear is good because it allows us to proceed towards the future with caution. But then there are other times that fear is bad because it paralyzes us. We do not move forward, we do not move backwards, but we simply stand still. In our gospel reading this morning, Jesus sends those disciples out. He realizes that the task set before them is not going to exactly be easy. But he tells them to fear no one. And he, in today's gospel reading, gives to his disciples, as he gives to us, three helpful hints in how to deal with fear in each of our lives. First and foremost, he wants us to acknowledge that we trust him. And trust in God sometimes is not exactly easy for each and every one of us, because we fail to trust God because at times we think we are smarter than God. We think that what we want now and at this very moment is what ultimately is going to make us happy each and every day of our lives. Trust in God is the ultimate when we come and we are faced with fear. That God does, in fact, love us. That God, in fact, does want the best for us. That God, in fact, looks at our entire life and simply says, these are the choices I want you to make. These are the choices you need to make in order to make yourself happy. But at times we go contrary to God and we make choices for the moment. And we think those choices, in all honesty, will make us happy. But when we look back, we say that some of these choices are stupid choices because they're made for the moment, not for the lifetime. So if we want to overcome the fear in our lives, we need to know how to trust in God. The second item that is brought forth in today's gospel reading is the word care. We got to believe that God cares for us. Notice the example that is used in today's sacred scripture readings. That two sparrows are sold for a coin, but God still looks after those sparrows. The example of God knowing the amount of hair that we have on our heads, indicating to us that God cares for us. Care demands responsibility. God is responsible for us. We need to ask ourselves when we care. We shouldn't fear. But when we fear, ultimately, is that we do not care. The third item that is brought forth in today's gospel reading comes in the very end of today's gospel reading. It speaks of those who deny God before others. God will deny these individuals. But those who respect God, those who see God as the driving force in their lives, they're going to be rewarded. And once they are rewarded, they realize that the life that they spent here on earth is a life that is promoting the good instead of the bad. So we go back to that fear that we named at the very beginning. And we ask ourselves three simple questions. Do I trust in God at every moment of my life? Do I believe that God cares for me every day of my life? And do I acknowledge the reward, or do I see the reward of eternal life when my life here on earth is ended?